25 states sue. A federal agent appears outside a town hall, and the right keeps fracturing. 25 states filed suit against the Trump administration over its forced labor tariff mechanism, not to defend forced labor, but to challenge whether the executive branch has the statutory authority to impose these specific duties through this specific process, and whether the methodology for designating products as tainted by forced labor meets procedural trade law requirements. The coalition, representing exactly half the country by state count, covers supply chains in electronics, solar panels, agricultural inputs, and apparel. A ruling enjoining the tariffs would create immediate compliance uncertainty for importers across all those sectors. In Minnesota, Representative Ilhan Omar demanded answers after an undercover Homeland Security Investigations agent was found outside one of her constituent town halls. The critical distinction, whether HSI was conducting a legitimate investigation that happened to intersect with the event's location, or whether a sitting member of Congress was the subject of targeted surveillance, remained unanswered as the administration offered no public explanation. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's office added to the oversight picture. His chief of staff maintained total silence as questions about McConnell's capacity and the effective decision-making structure of his office grew louder, raising what observers called a genuine governance concern, not merely a political one for the constituents his office serves. On the right's internal fault lines, Marjorie Taylor Greene publicly denied that either she or Tucker Carlson plans to run for president, a denial that was itself revealing, suggesting the movement coalescing around the two figures, along with Representative Thomas Massey, had generated enough visible momentum that the speculation required rebuttal. Meanwhile, prediction markets showed the Republican Senate edge narrowing ahead of November midterms, and a never-Vance faction was solidifying, with Marco Rubio leading early 2028 GOP primary polling. Trump shared an inflation chart that reportedly freezes his own cumulative inflation data at 18 months into his term, and then projects that flat line through month 48, a visualization that misrepresents compounding price changes for anyone who does not read the axis carefully. In Michigan, the Democratic Senate nominee, who won his primary on a Medicare for All platform, acknowledged on national television that the policy requires broad tax increases across all income levels, not only on high earners, a moment of transparency that functions simultaneously as political honesty and potential general election liability.